Looked over by the watchful eye of the Andy Lopez mural in Roseland, advocates and members of the press assembled under tents to hear about the new hotline. Among those speaking at the event was volunteer Ana Salgado.
Que gracias a todos ustedes, hoy la red de respuesta rápida del norte de la bahía pondrá a disposición de la comunidad una línea abierta.
Today, we are launching the Rapid Response Network of the North Bay. It's going to be at the disposition of our community, a line for direct help, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's going to be in order so that anybody who is experiencing a raid or any activity by ICE can send a call, and therefore the response network will send out a group of legal observers to document the raid. And after that, we will have an accompaniment group who will be with the victims for moral support.
Y después tendremos un grupo de acompañamiento que estará con las víctimas para apoyo moral.
Clondy de la Rosa, a young immigrant from Honduras, told a personal story of how her family was separated and her father sent back home.
In 2000, when I was 13, my father was deported. He needed medical care and special medication, but couldn't get this medication or good medicine care in the jail. But he couldn't get the help he needed in Honduras either. I never saw him again after he was deported. He passed in Honduras 6 months later. He was only 34 years old. Other children and families will have this or similar sad things happen after they are separated.
After the press conference and rally, I spoke with Ana Salgado about why the hotline was being created now.
A partir de que empezó el candidato que ahora es presidente.
When the president came into office and we saw the wave of hate that he was coming into office with, we began to come into contact with people that were being affected by his vicious immigration policies. And we realized, or we found out, that they were getting prepared to go back to Mexico. Many of them had their lives here made already, and it was very sad to see them start to dismantle everything to get ready to go back to Mexico because they were afraid of getting deported. Because they felt like if they were waited till they got deported, they were going to be spending a lot of money on proceedings and other unnecessary expenses. So they thought it would be better to just save up everything they could and take it back to Mexico.
Y entonces empezaron a decirnos que se estaban preparando para regresarse a México.
Interpreter Yasmin Gudinho and volunteer Ana Salgado talking about the new North Bay Rapid Response Network. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.